We copy you down, Eagle.
Here's how many people remember the Apollo 11 manned moon mission.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins started their trip aboard a 363-foot-tall rocket called the Saturn V.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 105 hours now into the flight.
Fifty years later, on a hot summer morning, we're at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville with historian Brian Odom. He and I are standing in front of a 300-foot-tall tower of steel and concrete. This is test stand 4670. It's where the Saturn V first sprang to life.
It's beyond structurally sound. I mean, you're talking about, 40 feet deep below the surface, tapped into the bedrock, more concrete than you see above. So it's a huge technological kind of engineering marvel, in itself, just capable of holding that big rocket down.
For Alabamians in 1965, the sound of the Saturn's 7 million pounds of liftoff thrust was nothing new. Although back then, it was new. Odom says in 1965, a Saturn rocket's first stage was put into the test stand, clamped down, fueled up, and the engines were ignited.
Then you have this huge explosion, and then it's just this fire just shooting out of that flame bucket that you can just see for miles around. So it really does have an impact.
That first stage of the rocket is what sent Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins on their way to the moon. The problem is, the launch took place at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and the astronauts live and work in Houston. So Huntsville's contribution is largely forgotten.
It's almost the old joke that, miraculously one day a Saturn V just showed up at the pad,
Miles from Test Stand 4670 along Interstate 565, visitors crowd the museum at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. This is where the public gets to see Alabama's role in the space race. The command module capsule from Apollo 16 is here, as well as a Saturn V rocket on its side that was tested here before the Apollo 11 launch in 1969. It's here that we meet Kenny Mitchell.
Most of the people I talk to here at the museum, I ask them where they're from. The first time in Huntsville, yeah. Have you heard about Huntsville's exploits in space exploration? And they said, no, I haven't.
Mitchell is 78 years old. He's in a white lab coat with a pocket full of NASA trading cards. The picture on each card isn't of an astronaut, but of Mitchell. His job is to work the crowd by just walking up and talking.
This is your first time here?
Actually, it is.
I'm Kenny Mitchell. I'm a docent here.
This is a little baseball card they give us.
Oh, so we know who you are.
Yeah.
Well, you probably know the answer to this.
And if anybody knows the answer, it's Kenny Mitchell. That's why he rates his own trading cards. Mitchell signed on as a NASA engineer in 1960 when Marshall first opened up. He worked with rocket pioneer Wernher von Braun on the Saturn V.
All systems are go. We are about to witness history in the making.
Visitors who aren't talking to Mitchell crowd around an interactive exhibit on the test stand firings of the Saturn V. Mitchell doesn't need to see the video. He was there during the actual test in the 1960s. He says the not-so-fun part was when an early rocket test created a shockwave that blew out the windows in a Huntsville shopping mall miles away.
When we built the Saturn V test stand, we turned it around so it faced Decatur, and it was about 25 miles away. We said, it'll be safe now.
That's south toward Birmingham.
In Birmingham, we'd think they were in an earthquake. It was vibrating the ground all the way to Birmingham.
Kenny Mitchell agrees that Huntsville is underappreciated for its role in paving the way for the Apollo 11 manned moon landing. However, the town known as Rocket City, USA may be seeing a change in its fortunes, not from NASA, but from private industry.
Blue Origin, a space transportation company, will invest $200 million in Huntsville. It will also bring 400 new jobs.
That's after being awarded a contract with United.
Wow. Back at Marshall's test stands with historian Brian Odom, he points out hints of how big business is expanding into space travel. One example is the fuel tank for the rocket maker Blue Origin. It's laying on its side near the NASA test stand where Saturn V rocket engines were fired back in the 60s. Odom says another sign is the bunker that oversaw those Apollo tests.
You go in that blockhouse and you look through those windows and you can see the stand just as the people who watched those tests in 1965 saw the stand.
And it looks like Blue Origin scientists will soon be moving in. The space rocket company has signed a deal with NASA to use the Apollo-era test stands to try out new engines for its Vulcan rockets. Odom thinks there may be a hitch, though. The blockhouse near the test stand is historic. So historic, it's considered a landmark.
We have people here. We have folks here who are assigned to be historic preservation officers. And they are working hand in glove with Blue Origin to make sure that they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, not going up further than they need to, making sure these assets are really kept taken really care of.
Back at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, Kenny Mitchell has to wrap up his shift talking to parents and kids as a docent. The private industry push for space exploration has him busy as well, not with Blue Origin, but with a competitor.
We are staying on these pictures of the imminent SpaceX launch. There it goes. There it goes. We've been waiting for that all morning.
SpaceX owner Elon Musk is planning on using his rockets known as Falcon Heavies to launch astronauts to the International Space Station and maybe onto the moon or Mars. Kenny Mitchell says he's seen the SpaceX operation in Huntsville up close.
I'm really impressed. I really am. The more I've gotten to know them and their facilities.
The catch is, SpaceX has only launched unmanned cargo to orbit. Sending up people is more complicated than stuffing them in a space capsule and saying 3, 2, 1. The Falcon Heavy has to go through a process called man rating. That's making sure the rocket has backup systems so flying people is safe. The Saturn V was the very first rocket designed to carry astronauts to space, so Mitchell was asked to advise SpaceX engineers. He says it took time for them to get used to him.
At first, the old cliche that Reagan used to say, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. They'd all scoff.
For Kenny Mitchell, convincing the skeptical is nothing new. He did that back during the Apollo moon landings, including his wife's grandmother.
To her dying day, 94 years old, she said, now Kenny, you can tell me we didn't really go to the moon. I'd say, Mama, we really did. We really, really did.
And if all goes well, rockets built and tested in Huntsville may just do it again. Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Marshall Space Flight Center.